Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Almost 23 minutes after 10 o'clock, time for another edition of Positively Iberian. I know Marty Harrell is positively ready to get things going today. We've got a big cast and a lot to talk about. Marty, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. And this has, in fact, been a banner week for positive media exposure here in New Iberia and Iberia Parish, because Positively Iberia's TV media partner, KADN KLAF News 15 Today Shows, producer Al Hebert and videographer Adam Touche have been live on location every morning since early Monday from 5 to 9 a.m. and again on Focus at Noon all week. In fact, they just finished the interviews of today's live show over at the Bayou Tesh Museum. And tomorrow they'll wrap up the week with their Friday feed feature out at the Bayou Carlin Cove Pavilion, the site of the Delcom Seafood and Farmers Market this weekend. They'll be cooking up fresh Louisiana seafood with Chef John Reason, who was on our gumbo shows, while visiting with Wendell Verrett. And for those who don't know, yes, Bayou Carlin Cove, the Delcom Seafood and Farmers Market, and the Port of Delcom are all in Iberia Parish. And that's just in case you were wondering. Earlier this week, and the operative word was early, Al was at the Shadows on the Tesh on Monday with members of our radio panel today. Then Tuesday they toured several New Iberia murals with Paul Shakesnyder and friends. Yesterday they were on the West End at Iberia Community Garden and then went over to the Berry Fresh Market. We are really impressed and excited because this media blitz this week, when it's concluded, TV 15 will have aired 50, that's 50, interviews spotlighting the parish we call home. And thanks to Al, we're archiving every segment on the video playlist on the Positively Iberia Facebook page. So if you missed any of the coverage, you'll find it there.
And Marty, Adam checked in with me today, and he and Mr. Hebert are going to join us on the show tomorrow here at 10:30.
Oh, awesome. So some more lineup.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
they're
going to
be talking about their week here?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, that, I had hoped they would stop by and see you, Jeff.
There you
That's great. There you go. Okay, and speaking of the Positively Iberia Facebook page, if you'd like a peek behind the curtain of today's radio show, we're recording it via Zoom, and you'll find it posted on our Positively Iberia Facebook page later today, where you can see us on the radio. Now, let's meet today's panel, who were forced early risers on Monday. Good morning, Jade. Introduce yourself.
Good morning, Marty. I'm Jade Buto, and I am the Marketing and Program Manager here at Shadows on the Tesh.
And Mr. Jerome?
I'm Jerome Weber, and I'm with Shadows on the Tesh Plein Air.
Awesome. And Ms. Liz, welcome to Positively Iberia. This is your first time.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is. And I am Liz Terrell. I'm a Shadows volunteer with the Wine Walk.
Awesome. So, Jade, thanks again for arranging TV15's visit Monday. Let's be honest, we kicked March off with a bang, right?
Yes, very much so.
And how fitting is it that the Shadows on the Tesh is giving a whole new meaning to March Madness this year with three major events? So let's start with what's happening this Saturday and go from there. Deal?
That sounds like a good plan. And apparently we just decided to shove everything into March because of the year that everyone has had. So this Saturday, we have our Arts and Crafts Fair in the Gardens of the Shadows. We'll have about 50 vendors on site. It'll be 9 to 4. And there is a small admission fee. It's $5 for 12 and over, $3 for 6 to 11, and under 6 is free. And this is a smaller show than what most people would be expecting from our Shadows Arts and Crafts shows. And that's due to COVID, right? We're still in the midst of all that planning. And so we're, exactly, there you go. And so we're skipping spaces in between our vendors to allow for social distancing. We are requiring masks for people that are attending the event. And just trying to create that, like, safe environment, one entry gate, one exit gate, what have you. But it's still going to be great. We have vendors from around the state that are coming, lots of handcrafted wares. We have someone that makes little gnomes, and so I'm super excited to check those out. I think I might need some.
Sounds like fun.
And jewelry and those sorts of things.
Anybody in particular that folks look for every year?
Well, Henri with her cookies and breads and focaccia will be there in her normal space or pretty close to her normal space. I haven't seen the final maps yet, but she'll be where everyone's expecting her to be. And then we'll also have a lot of local art. Steve Seneca will be down in the gardens, and the Lacadian Art Guild won't be on the fence this year. But instead, we actually have them across the street at the Shadows Visitor Center in our side yard. And so people are also encouraged and welcome to go over there and check out the things from our local hometown artists.
Well, that is cool because the art walk across the front was always something that I looked forward to. So good. We can just go wander through the side yard and still visit with our local artist friends. That's great. That's great. So are they included in the about 50 vendors that are going to be there this weekend?
No. So we have probably 8 or 10, 6 to 10, I think, Lacadian Art Guild members that'll be here in the side yard. And so that would be in addition to our 50 that's in the garden.
Oh, good, good. Well, that's going to be fun. Well, Jeff, what's the weather looking like for Saturday? We've got a couple things really going on this weekend.
Yeah, there might be some late rain, but the day itself, Saturday, should be beautiful, sunny, but a little cool to start, maybe in the mid to late 40s to start the day. And hopefully those lingering showers late Friday night, early Saturday morning are out of the way, but sunshine expected and 68 the eventual high.
So we just need a sweater. Yeah. Or this old polar bear would still need a sweater. So that's great. Well, anything else before we move on? Because, you know, we've got lots to talk about today.
No, just head on out and let's enjoy our first Saturday in March.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, Jerome, it is really hard to believe that it was 51 weeks ago. I looked it up. Just 1 week short of a full year that you, Jade, Mary Monk, Jeff, and I were gathered down at the Kane Studio excitedly talking about Plein Air 2020, poised for launch that weekend, and the next day, canceled. COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I remember saying something like, everything we told you yesterday, forget it. It's done.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, what a difference a year makes, right? Yeah. And what a year it was. So tell us how things are happening this year and what we can expect from Plein Air 2021.
Well, after, believe it or not, when we did cancel last year, five of the artists had already made their way down because it was such a late happening. Four or five of the artists were actually in New Iberia. So we took care of them because we felt we needed to because they had made the trip and they wanted to stay. So they stayed for a couple of days and actually painted. And I think Dave could tell you, we actually sold their paintings online. So it wasn't a total washout, but it was different. So to get you up to date, what we did, obviously, we didn't have, and it did affect the Plein Air community around the United States. A lot of events were were canceled. In fact, the National Plein Air Expo and scheduled for April of 21 was canceled. So there's still some effects. Obviously, it's not going away, but there's some effects there. So what we did, we met after and said, well, we're going to go ahead and same judge as last year. So Ken Back is going to be the judge again this year. We're going to announce the judge for next year because it takes you about a year in advance. So the judge for next year's event is going to be Mark Boges from Vermont. He's a nationally acclaimed artist. So we're going to announce him. And then what we did, everybody had to reapply. So we did not automatically put you in for 21 if you'd have been approved for 20. And there was actually some different artists, but they reapplied. Some that wasn't there got in. Some that were in didn't make it the second month. Mm-hmm. So that was unfortunate, but that's the way we felt we needed to do it. All the events that we had scheduled last year basically going to be about the same with some minor changes. One thing I think I need to tell people, and we're using it as our marketing brand going forward, this is going to be our seventh year. But in actuality, we've only had 5 years of actually full service. And in that 5 years, we have sold over $100,000 worth of paintings.
Wow.
And I think most people don't realize that. You know, when you say, you know, gee, you know, it looks like a small event. And because the plein air event itself, everybody kind of goes on their own and paints, and, you know, kind of by themselves.
Right.
You wouldn't realize it, but we've done $100,000 paintings and 5 years of service. You can't count last year, but we did sell, I think, in just about $5,000 in paintings last year.
In spite of.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and start briefly. We're going to start. They're going to start checking in Saturday. Different this year is going to be a quick draw. And I think that's going to be in the afternoon.
Hold on one second. Saturday, what date?
That would be the 12th, right, Jane?
March 13th.
13th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. They're going to check in.
That's next weekend. Arts and Craft are this weekend. Plein Air is next week. Okay, good. I was trying to get my brain around it, and I figured our listeners might be doing the same thing.
Right. So what's going to be a little bit different this year is usually the previous year's check-in date was that Saturday. And there's no set time, so it's not like you got to be checked in by a certain time. We have people check in on Sunday. But what we decided to do this year, because so it could be a weekend event, is the quick draw is actually going to be that Saturday, same day, in the afternoon. We're going to, and for those who are not familiar with the quick draw, is where a lot of the artists get together. We blow a horn and they have to paint a painting in 2 hours. We blow the horn at the end of the 2 hours, and then the judge will determine the winner, and those paintings are available for sale. They're wet, and they'll be right on, you can see them right on the easel. So that's going to be on the Saturday. On the Sunday,
hey, excuse me, Jerome. Are they painting pretty much the same thing? They're all gathered together?
Well, they start off together, but they'll actually go find their spot. Jeff, there'll probably be someone shouted. It could be downtown, so they're an earshot of the air horn.
Gotcha.
But no, plein air painters are like fishermen. If they got a good spot, they really don't want anybody horning on their territory. So you'll probably see them all go in their little corners trying to find that perfect spot. That's going to be Saturday. Sunday is going to be Paint Delcom Day. We moved that to a Sunday so people could get there for the weekend. And let me just give a shout out to Delcom. Wendell and his group at DePort have made it. I mean, they stepped forward like nobody else and said, look, we want to be part of it. So they're going to feed them during the day. They're going to paint Delcom all day long, and then they're going to feed them at night. And the paintings will be up for exhibit as well as for sale. So that's Sunday.
Are they running the boats for the painters if they want to, too?
Well, they were last year, and I think Wendell is still looking at that. I think he had some issues, not issues, but he needed to check with the governor's office to make sure that they were they could do that. So I think because the fact we went to phase three, probably that might be able to get done. But we'll let the artists know when they get here what's available. Yeah, they were going to take them on a boat, take them to parts of the Delcom Canal and down Delcom so they could find spots and pick them up when it's done. So that's Sunday. Monday is a regular paint day. And they're just you know, like they do, they'll find their spots and they'll paint. Tuesday is going to be the demo that Ken is going to do in at the Hilliard in Lafayette. We're trying to get Lafayette a little involved, but so he's going to do a demo there. And Wednesday is a meet and greet the artist that's going to be here on the Shadows grounds. And one of the things we're going to do a little bit different is because of the pandemic, a lot of stuff we're going to try and do outside on the side yard. So we're going to have a large tent set up so that people can, like a command center more or less, for the artist to come in, check in, you know, maybe get an apple or a drink or something and go on out. There'll still be hanging paintings from Monday on. They'll be available to see. Then Wednesday is going to be the meet and greet, which is going to be here in the Shadows, where the artists get to meet and greet each other, obviously. And then the judge is going to give a talk. And every year, part of the mission statement of the Shadows is to do the arts, support the arts. So he's going to give a talk, and that's part of the job description for the judge. So he'll give about a 30-minute talk on something to do with plein air painting and, you know, himself. Thursday, he's going to do a demo here on the somewhere on the Shadows grounds, which is open to the public. And that's always been well received. We get about 20, 30 people come watch him paint. He's a nationally acclaimed artist, so you'll get to see something. It's really cool when an artist like that will paint something local so you can relate to it, like a live oak tree or the Shadows or something like that. And then that's Thursday. Friday is going to be the downtown paint day where anybody can join in and paint. You don't have to be a professional. So we get a lot of amateurs come in and paint for that. And Friday night is going to be the sale, and we'll announce the winners.
That's
so I
awesome.
Think I kind of covered everything. I'm sure I left something out, but I think I got all of it.
Well, the all of the information, there is a Shadows Plein Air Facebook page, isn't there, Jade?
Correct, yes.
So if anybody, all the details, the minutiae can be found there, and especially the things that are open to the public. And I know we talked about this last year too, Jerome, that most of the painters don't mind someone socially distancing, of course, coming by and watching them if you happen to see somebody on Main Street or wherever the situation is and asking questions, you know, about about the artist and their work, right?
Yes, correct. They can watch, they can ask questions, how you did that. And a lot of times that brings interest. And a lot of times if you watch a person paint a painting from scratch, that usually gets that person kind of emotionally involved with that painting, and actually spring sales. So a lot of sales, the paintings are sold right on the easel.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's lots of fun. I know maybe the first or second year when plein air was introduced here in New Iberia, I noticed the artist and started going around and visiting with them. And yeah, it's way cool. I think it was also interesting. Was it last year that y'all tried to do Facebook Lives and the wind was so bad you were chasing everything down the street? I seem to remember it was almost comedic to watch that. Jade, was that last year or year before?
We did a weekend of demos in November as part of a grant through the ACA in Lafayette.
Yeah.
And that would have been the Sunday with Phil Sandusky.
Yeah.
And so when people talk about, or they ask about plein air painting, and we tell them that they're painting outside, they're like, wait, what does that really mean? And so now we have the perfect video to point them in the direction of.
what is the old expression? If there are no pictures, it didn't happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's Phil painting the Guggenheim, and a garbage can goes flying by down the road because the wind was, I mean, it went from nice warm temperature to cold to 40 mile an hour winds. And then comes this garbage can. We were killing ourselves laughing. I mean, he's holding his easel with one hand. He's painting the easel part of the low place. So it was, he had grass on it. They had grass started flying up on it. And he left. He left the grass on the painting.
Hey, it's multimedia, right?
That's right.
That's
that was
cool.
Funny.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, we'll move on because I know we have a tight show today. And Liz, you know what we say, right? We save the best for last, right?
Right. Thank you, Marty.
May yes, I? Sure. I had to move the mayor. The mayor is actually coming in at 12:30 today, so we do have maybe an extra 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Just FYI.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, we try not to encroach on the mayor. You know, so that's great to know. Okay, Liz. Well, good. So. Monday during your interview on TV 15, you mentioned that this brand new Shadows Wine Walk event had only 10 tickets left from being sold out in general admission. So what's the latest and what's the buzz about this new event? Tell us about it.
Well, this new event is, like I said, the Wine Walk. It's going to benefit the Shadows programs and lecture series. And I kind of like to look at it as a happy hour with family and friends, or a progressive happy hour where folks will walk from table to table. The table hosts are volunteers, family and friends that get together. We ask that they purchase a case of wine. No bottle over $20. We don't want anyone breaking the bank. Right. And also have a pairing to go with their wine, and they can decorate their area. We will have a prize for the best decoration. We will have a prize for the best wine and pairing. And so the general public, which I think we're still at the 10 tickets. Jake may have to pop in later with that. But they will receive a keepsake wine glass, which I showed on the show the other day, and it has our little logo on there. And McGee Scott is sponsoring the wine glasses. So you arrive, you get your wine glass.
Before we go too much further, when is this? I know it's in March, but what day?
It's after all the plein air is said and done. It's March 27th. It's in the Shadows Gardens.
Okay.
From 4 to 6 p.m., with our rain date being April 17th.
We're not going to give any power to the R word, are we?
No. In fact, I mentioned to Al on television on Monday that we were going to put Adam, the meteorologist, in charge of the weather.
There you go. That's awesome. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I said, oh, okay, we've got A, B, and C here, but there is actually, I'm looking at the calendar. Well, no, not really. We don't have a week in between at all because plein air ends when? On the 20th, 19th?
19th, on the Friday, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're the following Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Well, it definitely is a Shadow's own March Madness. Okay.
It is.
Okay. I'm sorry I broke your train of thought. Can you find the little engine that could there?
It's okay. I got you covered. So like I said, the general public buys the tickets, will get the wine glass, walk from table to table, sample the wine, sample the pairing. We will also have a wine pool, which is a wine pool raffle, basically, which I think is pretty much sold out already. But the concept is you pay $20 for a pool, and you're guaranteed a bottle of wine. It could be a $10 bottle of wine or an $80 bottle of wine. But your pull will be a cork with a number, and then there will be a corresponding bottle of wine with that number. And that's what you get. And that is sponsored by Lateran Bloom.
That's awesome.
This year they've been very generous. And then we'll have a table set up where when you arrive, you'll be given basically like carnival tickets. And you will use those to place your selection for best pairing and wine and best decorations. And then we will have jazz music in the background while you're strolling the gardens, visiting with your friends and family. And that will be the first class trio providing the music for the background.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You told me off mic earlier that this is your baby.
This is my baby. I participated in a neighborhood fundraiser just like this in Houston to raise funds for our off-duty constable program, mm-hmm. where we would have off-duty constables patrolling the neighborhood during the day.
Right.
And it was such a hit. I think now it's into its 10th year. And I just, the whole time when I moved back here after I retired, I thought the Shadows Garden just lends itself for this event. What better venue, right?
And you mentioned at the very beginning that it's, you like to call it a progressive happy hour. Just to make sure, I know what, like, progressive dinners, you know, where you go from one house to the next house for each course. So that's kind of the concept, only you're just going from table to table. And hopefully not stumbling from table
exactly,
to table.
Exactly. Well, I have to just give you a little tidbit. The logo is placed on the wine glass such that we're allowing for a 2-ounce pour. So people shouldn't expect that they're going to have a full glass of wine at 8 tables.
Right.
And we have to make sure everybody gets a little sample of everyone's wine. But
and hopefully there's some designated drivers along the way in this too.
Yes. So hopefully some of our attendees might be within walking distance and they can walk home. I think we'll be okay. I think people will be responsible, and we are following COVID. The staff and volunteers will have masks, and of course we'll have the tables spaced out enough that we can allow for social distancing.
Yeah, we got plenty of square footage to work with.
Yeah, there's plenty of spaces for people to find their little nook and cranny, right, if they want to go step away from the crowd. We don't have, like I said, we don't have a lot of public tickets left, but we still have a couple openings for table host.
Okay.
And so if interested for that, you could call Jade at the Visitor Center at 337-369-6446 or email me directly at shadowswinewalk@gmail.com. And Shadows Wine Walk is one word.
Okay. Do you want to tell people a little bit about what is involved in being a table host?
Right. Well, like I mentioned, part of the fun of being a table host is the pre-planning part of it, because you have to select the wine. So you might have to taste a few along the way before you get to your selection. So, but the day of, we're not responsible for anything on the planning part, but the day of, we'll open the gates at 2 p.m. to allow people to bring their decorations, table covering. We provide the 6-foot banquet table, the big rectangle table, 2 folding chairs, an 8x10 canopy. We will have pitchers of water for each table so people can rinse their glasses. And then we have, you know, like the little spit bucket kind of thing where you can just throw your wine or the water that you rinsed your wine glass out. So we provide that and corkscrews. Now, I know Monday Al mentioned Bob, so he wouldn't need a corkscrew.
Yeah, he did. He was, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he didn't call you and say, okay, we've got our stuff together. So if he,
so,
you can mention that to him tomorrow, Jeff, to remind him that he made a commitment to have his box wine at the wine walk.
Right. Because I told him I said, as long as it's equal to a case of wine, bring it on. There's nothing saying we can't do it.
Should manage to keep that one at $20 a box too, probably.
Yeah, I think he could make that work.
That sounds like so fun. Jerome, I did want to, I was remiss in my duties in saying that you are the father of the Shadows plein air competition, like Liz is the mom on the wine walk, right?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Yeah, we started it. I saw it in Maryland where my son lives, and we kind of brought it to New Iberia, and I pitched it to a bunch of different organizations, and the Shadows was the one that accepted the challenge.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I think it's so important that we recognize the people that bring new, innovative, creative, fun things to Iberia Parish, and you definitely, yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who are watching our replay, our Zoom replay, Jerome, I think, is in Jade's office, right? Is that right,
Jade? Yeah. I'm in the downstairs office.
Yeah. So, picture of Big Al there on the wall of the big oak tree is one of your pieces, right?
Correct. That was actually that was the first plant painting I ever did.
Yeah.
In 2011.
Wow. Very good. There we go.
Just got a question. How much does it cost? And I know you talked a little bit about providing the wine, but how much does it cost to be a host table?
It is a $100 registration fee, but with that $100 registration fee, you also get two admission tickets equal to $75. So, you know, it's kind of a wash. The rest, the other $25 helps us with all the setup and preparation of the yard.
And again, they provide the wine. They pay for the wine?
Yes, they pay for the wine. And part of what I've been submitting to people that are interested, I've pulled together a little budget that shows what I would think the expenses, the maximum would be. So, like, the case of wine should never be over $240 because it's a 12-bottle case. And the pairing, you know, we're not feeding people dinner. It's a nibble. So the pairing wouldn't, I don't think, would cost very much either.
And go ahead. And the pairing can be as simple as cheese and crackers if that's what they think will go best with their wine, right?
Exactly. These days you can Google anything and you can put in your wine selection and ask for a pairing, and I'm sure, you know, it could be if it's a red wine, it could be a chocolate, it could be nuts, it could be cheese, you know, it's just whatever, right?
Ooh, yum. Big red and dark chocolate. You know.
Yes.
And contact the Shadows if they want to be a host, table host.
Yes. Yes. So like I said, they can just email me directly and I can send them the information. And that's the shadowswinewalk@gmail.com.
Very good. Thanks. I think that answers our listener question.
There we go. Somebody. Thank you, caller. Yay, caller. Okay. Well, Jeff, I think we're going to try to just get toward the wrap here. I have a couple of announcements. Of course, you've just heard the details about the Arts and Crafts Show at the Shadows on Saturday, but don't forget that the Delcom Seafood and Farmers Market is also Saturday from 9 to 1, and they're featuring what else? Seafood for Lent. I understand there's going to be fresh unshucked oysters, crab meat, peeled shrimp, catfish, and of course a lot of their other normal great items and even lunch to go. It's located at the Bayou Carlin Cove Pavilion in Delcom, so you can go to their Facebook page and get the details. And since we're talking about COVID and social distancing, the other thing that's very important right now is sleeves up. There will be a COVID vaccine event this Monday, March the 8th. It's the new Johnson & Johnson single dose. And if you're one of the individuals that meet the current CDC criteria, make an appointment. You can call the Iberia Medical Center at 337-374-7420 or email specifics to COVID-19@IberiaMedicalCenter.com. There's several questions. You can get all that information. You need date of birth, age, that kind of stuff. This event is made possible through a partnership between Iberia Medical Center and the Office of Public Health. So get your shot. I get my second shot tomorrow. I'm going to be, as Jane says, I'm going to be street legal in 2 weeks. Yay. So excited. Okay. That's all the announcement, but let's go around the room real quick. Get the who, what, when, where, how, and why on these three great events. Jade?
All right. So this Saturday, March 6th, Shadows Arts and Craft Fair, 50 vendors, 9 to 4, $5, 12 and up, $3 for 6 to 11. Under 6 is free.
Okay. Mr. Jerome.
13th through the 19th next week. Registration, they start on the morning of Saturday morning. And the finals, the award ceremony is going to be that Friday night on the 19th.
For the Shadows Plein Air Art Competition. The only one in the state, right?
The only one in the state.
Yay, Iberia Parish. Okay. And Miss Liz.
Okay. Shadows Wine Walk, March 27th in the Shadows Gardens from 4 to 6 p.m. You can call Jade at 337-369-6446. Email me at shadowswinewalk@gmail.com. You can see us on shadowsonthetesh.org, or you can find the Shadows on the Facebook, where you will see a link for the public admission tickets for those that are still available.
Miss Jade, do we still have 10 tickets?
Last I checked yesterday morning, yes, we did.
Okay. We're going to sell those
out. But we were in the Acadiana Lifestyle, and so you know how good that is at pushing events. So
yes.
And we're now, if you don't have them yet.
And we're going to say we're going to help you sell some, too.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Isn't that right, Jeff?
I'd like to think so.
Well, yeah, absolutely. May yeah. Okay, well, cool. Now, next week, we're going to focus on the Louisiana Economic Development's CEO Roundtables with Daryl Johnson, the LED's Program Manager for Small Business Services. He's going to be joining us via Zoom from Baton Rouge. And two of Iberia Business's executives who are graduates of that state program. Heidi Parker Martin, again, easy for me to say, from Prologue, and J.D. Raygard from Cane River Pecan. So that ought to be interesting. This program, I think the only way it's been explained to me is this is kind of like Leadership Iberia for executives, and they do those kinds of fun stuff. But we'll get the details next week. And Janet Falk Gonzalez will be back with info on the Chamber series up next that's coming up on the, I believe they're going to, that's going to be on the 16th, but check the Chamber website for details on that. This time the panel's going to be our area legislators. And of course, you can always find what's coming up on our programming and other announcements too by giving our Positively Iberia Facebook page a like and follow. Send us a message if there's a story idea you have to share. And don't forget to tune in to News 15, our TV partner, and catch the Positively Iberia promotional spots. Before we go, thanks again to our great panel, Jade Buto, Liz Terrell, and Jerome Weber, representing the Shadows on the Tesh activities this month. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, Marty.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll do it again. We always do. Jade makes sure that I have every bit of advance warning about what's going on at the Shadows, and we appreciate it. Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with Tesh Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM and AM 1240. And KADN KLAF News 15. Later today, we'll share an In Case You Missed It post with the video of today's Zoom panel and other audio segments of Positively Iberia are also available on the Kane1240.com website. We archive everything that we can get our little grubby little hands on so that people can go back and listen on demand anytime. And once again, we'd especially like to thank our underwriter, the First National Bank of Generette. Jerome, but, you know, we got to give Damon.
Damon and I worked together a lot of stuff. They're a good bank.
Yeah. For those who, I think everybody knows, Jerome works for Community First Bank. We'll give you a little shout out there, too. But
thank
as I
you.
Say, but we definitely want to thank the gang at the First National Bank of Generette for making Positively Iberia happen, for sure. Now, don't forget to watch Alberia. He's calling himself Alberia, can you believe it? For those of us who work with him, it's a no duh thing. Okay, but anyway, watch Alberia tomorrow morning on TV15's The Friday Feed. They'll be cooking live from Delcom, from the Bayou Carling Cove, have fun this weekend. Sounds like we have plenty of fun things to do, as spring is springing for sure. And don't forget to mask up and stay safe. And remember, it's only getting better.